given the time, I think we will skip through these quite interesting foils here. So let me just explain qualitatively what the next sort of 8 or 9 foils do. So what they do is they give some sort of MPI version of this algorithm. And the reason why there's a long discussion is that to implement this in the most elegant fashion in MPI, we need to notice the fact that our processors are labeled, and that to get the most elegant algorithm, we need to label our processors in a two-dimensional grid, which means that we need to convert our one, and whereas in MPI, processors are typically labeled in a one-dimensional grid. And so there's a whole set of Cartesian topology routines in MPI which allow you to set up labelings in two dimensions, and which can then be used to support these broadcasts along the rows and the columns, which are just the two axes in the dimensions. So what these foils do is they describe these Cartesian functions. Remember, MPI had 129 functions, and PDM had half a dozen, whatever it is. So one of the reasons is you illustrate here with all these neat Cartesian topology subroutines which add function and but complexity to the language, sorry, to the communication subsystem.